This is Lori Prox here with Dennis Ragsdale, city manager and city council meeting. It is tonight. It used to be city council on Monday nights. I'm still not used to this Tuesday night, even though it's been happening for a while. Graduation is Tuesday, so the meeting is Monday night this week. There's a work session to start off with Ports and Harbor Commission regarding the new harbor project. And Dennis, I know it wasn't you, but I've had several discussions where this is the last time we're going to spend any money on this thing. And I think there was some money. This whole project has just been fraught with spending. So without really, it seems, as much planning as a project this big might need. I think at one point it was, that extra $20 million that was clearly in the plans but was not really the public. And certainly I know in my interviews, I could go find these interviews for you, was not brought to the public. And then the public, you know, voted with the idea that it was going to be X amount of dollars. We're well beyond the $82 million for the new harbor. And we're talking about building about 130 slips, although we're not really even sure what size slips we're building last time I heard. So I don't know. Don't quote me on that. We're making smaller slips, bigger slips. And now we need, there's more money on the table, right, that we need for this project.
What we have been doing is evaluating the project and evaluating where things are placed in the project. And what we're going to talk about tonight, or Monday night, is saving money. There's a change order later in the on the agenda that we are trying to pull some things out of this current contract so that we won't have to tear them up later on, which will eventually save way more than we're spending.
See, now every time I see a change order, it's always for more. Maybe yes. I just assumed there.
Well, this one is for more, but it's to save money as we go.
So what's the total dollar cost? Are we still $82 million final?
Well, the budget is $82.6 million, but that estimate is not based on final engineering. So it's really difficult to estimate a project without final engineering. We're going to talk about that tonight too. We do need to do some re-engineering of some components of the project, and mostly we're going to be bringing the cost down with the re-engineering.
Now, Dennis, I know you've kind of jumped into this project.
Yes.
and it's kind of a loose cannon, but is it fair to say that you're concerned with some of the project and costs?
Yes, that's fair.
Very fair.
Yes, and we're looking at those.
What are some of the things? Where did we go wrong? I mean, it's
well, one of the biggest things that we're going to talk about Monday night is the drive down float is placed on a piece of bedrock that would have to be blasted out to put the float there, and that's not a good location to put the float. Because of that, it's a very expensive ordeal to blast that out into several millions of dollars. And then we eliminate the ability to use that area. So if we move the drive down float to another location and we fill the area where the bedrock is, we can use that as upland for commerce. And then we can move the float over and we don't have to spend that $3 million and we have a value added to the project. So we're analyzing it in those kind
of
details.
Who was managing the project before?
Well, I'm not aware of all the before.
I mean,
people
that
were involved.
I know the city's hired someone to start the project,
right.
But it seems like, you know, I know that's something in recent years that someone from the city needs to actually have some oversight. Has there not been enough oversight here?
I can't answer that. I just know that as we've come along, we've recognized some of these things and brought them forward. And now we're going to discuss them with council so that we can.
And who's the team now? I mean, who's finding these things? Because, I mean, really what it takes, when we built this junior high, there was a very active community group that really looked into what makes sense, why does it make sense. It's a lot of work to build and you know, even just to renovate something. You really have to think of a lot of things and try to anticipate expenses. So, you know, who is that group now? It sounds like we're looking a little deeper at the project.
Right. Well, we have the same project managers. Arcadis is managing the construction details of it that we have. But Jason Mills is our new city engineer, and his group, his engineering group, and myself have been scrutinizing it, and other staff members have been looking at it for, you know, what, where we can go make it better. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to delay it or stop it. We just think there's some design elements that can be changed. Lisa in planning and economic development has been also looking at it with us. So
is it kind of a matter of like, oh, here's the plan, and then, you know, the guys are just building, and they're not really, no one's really looking at it saying, hey, wait, why, this is going to cost a whole lot more to do this.
I think, I don't want to say no one's been looking, but we've been really scrutinizing it in staff to see what we could do to help the help it be more functional and value engineer, basically, is what the term is.
And so at the end of the day, it's going to be at least $82 million, or is it still at about 130 slips? Or you think,
well,
you might,
there
might
will
bring
be,
the cost
there,
down a little?
There will be some slip changes because of some design detail that needs to happen. The budget for the project is 82.6, and we haven't really scrutinized how the changes we're recommending are going to impact that number. Right now, we're going to save some money for sure on what we're recommending. The all of the engineering has not been accomplished for the project, and it's very difficult to say a final budget number when your engineering is not complete. So
how far along is the building of this project?
Well, I don't have a percentage on that. I know the breakwater is one of the most important parts, and it's moving forward, and it's has to be completed first, and then the other elements will be done. So I don't have a percentage on detail on that. Just the amount of money you spent doesn't necessarily mean the amount of percentage of the facilities that are built, because different things, you know, cost. But we're going to be doing some more financial reporting probably at each council meeting on, you know, where we are, what elements are done, what has to go, how much it's going to cost, and try to keep a spreadsheet so we can track that a little better.
What's going on this summer for building across the bay there? You know what I mean, across, not the bay, but
for
just,
which,
just right on
which
the
elements
spit.
Are going to be put in?
Yeah, from you know, just, hey, I want to go fishing, I want to go down the area, what is it going to be like in terms of
Well, I don't really have all the details that I could just lay out for that, but the breakwater definitely is the high priority construction. They're doing some of the minor elements, the sidewalks and some drainage, underground stuff, electric, stuff like that I don't know. I just don't have the construction details to lay out right now. So.
All right. So is this on an accelerated, you know, this isn't a meet once every 2 months issue at this point? This is going to be a weekly?
Well, we will have a report to the council probably biweekly, but the staff is meeting on this regularly. And the project managers, we will be meeting definitely at least weekly.
And I know I always get ahead of myself and say, how are you going to fill this thing? How's that going to work? But that's far from...
Right. Well, again, we have to finish the design and then finish the engineering before we can really
But it's
out.
Hard because if you don't know the details of what it is you want to build and work backward, then you might be building something we're not... That's not that functional.
Well, and that's one of the things we're analyzing. How functional is are all the elements, and what do we need to do to make them more functional and to work better for the community and the harbor area, because it's a very vital to our economy, and we want to take a real hard look at it.
All right, so there is a work session, so if you're interested in hearing, I think at $82 million, the slips themselves are well over $500,000 into the $500,000 range per slip. So that's a lot of the recouping the cost. I understand there'll be some, you know, benefit cost of people here in Valdez tourism-wise. That's the big benefit. But we also don't have a lot of housing or places to put folks, so it's kind of a...
There's also other economies that come into it, but besides just renting the slips, if we don't blast the rock out and we fill that 2 acres, that'll be land in prime spot for lease to build some other facilities that can generate income as well. And then down on the point, there's land that we can fill. There's land, and then there's wetlands that we can fill to not wetlands in an environmental sense, but that we can fill to add land to be able to lease out to have more business that will build the economy as well. So there's a lot of options still on the table.
All right. Is an hour going to be enough on that work session?
Probably not, but it'll get us started, and then it'll allow us to probably schedule other work sessions to
now people aren't going. Able to make that meeting, but they have input or information. I don't know. They can contact the engineer. Is that
they can contact Jason Miles. He's really headed that up. I mean, they can contact me as well. We can have meetings. We're more than welcome to take input.
All right. Then at 7 o'clock, regular agenda. Of course, we'll have some new members of the council, and Ruthie Knight will be the mayor starting this evening. And just a moment to want to thank the folks who served and no longer on the council. You know, Larry Weaver put a lot of time in at mayor, so kudos to those folks for stepping up. Also, public appearance, Lorraine Reagan from VCVB. Any idea what that's about?
No, I don't have an agenda for what she's going to talk about.
I know they had a little summer preview. So, also a property tax exemption on the consent agenda under new business, authorization to purchase a passenger van on behalf of Valdi Senior Center. So the city's purchasing this van for them to use?
Right. Well, actually, they're paying for it. We're purchasing it through our purchasing process so that we can use a state contract and save them $7,000 in the purchase price.
And those are used for Meals on Wheels and that type of thing. Approval to purchase a 2016 Elgin Whirlwind Sweeper. And this is a $305,000 item. Apparently, we use a sweeper a lot after reading the packet.
Yes. And this is the one that does the best job for our conditions.
Also, approval of a change order, Harris Sand and Gravel, $267,000 for Valley's new boat harbor project. We just talked about that. And then I do want to mention the ordinance. It doesn't say marijuana anywhere on the agenda, but that's what that municipal code is relating to on the agenda. So this is the adoption of the municipal code regulating marijuana.
Right.
So for folks who are interested in that issue, that's... it's on the agenda. That's Title 17. So if you're looking for that, that's what it is. And not anything really different in reading through than the first read through, right?
Well, it's changed a little bit as far as which
maybe
districts.
You could tell us which things changed. From
well,
the
I
last time we
I
spoke.
Didn't bring the ordinance in front of me, but it was some minor changes about which districts it could be. Marijuana could be the commercial facilities could be, and anything that was related to residential, that they took out the conditional uses that were related to had any commercial component. So
and it is redlined, so you can see, but it's just
yes,
a few words,
right? Very
here and
very
there.
Minor,
not
really.
Yes. A ton. Also, resolution amending city budget to recognize additional revenues. Pursuant to the TAPS settlement, how is that going? Oh, no, there are things you can't speak of.
Well, the TAPS settlement is complete, and I think the mayor made a public statement about that, and this is just to put the monies in and out of the budget to make sure that they're properly accounted for.
All right. Authorizing city clerk to dispose of certain records. Lots of paper, so got to can't keep it all in storage. A regular item there. Assignment of gravel lease from Chugach Materials to RSR Contracting. I don't recall reading that.
That's just a name, a different company.
Oh, okay.
So the one company is, I guess, not in business anymore, so it's just assigning that to another company.
All right. There's also authorizing land use permit for Medical Park Subdivision for Karen Stewart Davy Memorial Community Garden. And I know I've read they're kind of getting underway with this. That's just... by the dog park,
right,
and they're putting in a community garden.
Right.
So I think Linda Overdone is the one who's heading that up.
Right, and they're just getting approval to use the city land. They've got all their other approvals for the actual putting in the garden, but it's city property, so they need the council to approve use of the city property.
Sure. All right. Also establishing a 2016 rate of real property tax and designated number of mills. So it's 20 mills once again. At one point, right, it was lower. And that saved everybody a little bit of money on property tax. The reason being the higher mill rate is because then we can tax the pipeline and then, you know, everybody gets to pay, but they pay the lion's share. So, that is all that we have under, resolutions, a few reports in there, treasury report, building and inspection report, financial statements. Anything else worth mentioning? I know there's been a lot of meetings.
No, those are just routine reports, and I don't have anything else for the agenda.
All right, and it's going to be a busy summer from all... looks like a busy construction season, so yeah. We're trying to work that out and get some info out to folks there, hopefully figure out where they are when.
Right.
What is the city's role in that? I know there have been a lot of public meetings, but it's a little disjointed at this point.
Right. Well, the city obviously is trying to keep taps on what's going on and where the roads will be closed and when, and make sure that they stay on schedule, because the schedule impacts our businesses, and there's some delay in every construction project. So we're trying to make sure traffic is maintained and access to all the sites are maintained. Dust is controlled, and we're having
issues.
You're
always trying to talk about how we can help a business, right. And what can we give them.
Right.
Man, trying to keep on top of these bad boys and keep them, get these roads. And with this weather, well, if we could get these roads in and not impact business. Right. That would be a huge help.
And that's what we're trying for. There's any construction project of this magnitude, you have some conflicts. So we're trying to get out and resolve the conflicts as soon as we can, so that the road construction can keep moving forward.
And just to clarify, so the DOT has hired Harris Sand and Gravel to do the lion's share of the state work. So mm-hmm. The state work is Egan Drive all the way in through town, and then it's up in front of the courthouse and up that street. So those are major areas that they'll be working on, right?
Right.
And then out the highway, right? The culverts, and that's kind of a fascinating engineering feat there, I guess. As you sit there, I ponder how they're managing that, but that's just me.
Well, they have what's called a coffer dam, and they make a dam to keep the water out while they're doing the construction, and then they put the culvert or the bridge or whatever back in, then they move the dam away. It's usually made with sheet piling, mm-hmm. So and then the water starts flowing again. So
it's kind of interesting. And then there are other construction planned for Valdez. What is the city doing? And I know I've had a lot of people ask me, are we doing beautification?
It is part of the beautification project, and there will be more to come as we do our comprehensive planning with a consulting team that we're going to bring in.
So what is the city doing right now? And are they actually out doing, is this all state construction workers in town right now? Or
I'm not the project manager on this, and I don't really know all the details about who's doing what, but there is some city work happening too at the same time. And it's the contractors are working well to try to blend those two projects together and make it seamless and get it finished. But I don't have the construction details in front of me.
And there, who is the go-to person? You know, if you say a business or something, say, I want to have this event or something mm-hmm. on this day. How do you find out what's going on?
Well, we have to coordinate that with our engineering department. Well, it's the public facilities department. And Jason Meisel, again, is the head of that. And we have project managers for the city that work for him that try to keep everything moving and working smooth. So that department would be the key one in that, yes.
All right. And at the end of the day, hopefully it's good. And we're early scheduled early season for most of this. I know the hope is early. We get busy in July, and if we're still tearing up sidewalks, we're really going to impact business. So
that's right. And we are well aware of that, and we're doing everything we can.
So July, August, we're not a lot of projects, or do we have, I mean, I don't know how much work we have.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be buttoned up before the peak time, and that, or at least it'll be to a point where the traffic flows smooth and everybody can get to all the different businesses. And the travel trailer areas is a big one, because they fill up and those rigs are difficult to maneuver, and they need to have good access. And we've already heard about that from some of those owners, and we're working on that to make
the
sure.
The bears are interested. Yeah. They've been down off the duck flats.
Right.
off the hills in the duck flats watching.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that slows construction at all. I know it had a few bikers alarmed.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen a few cars backed up for watching bears too.
Yeah. So be aware of that, because there's it's a lot of craziness out there. But those, if someone stopped to the side, then or if you're biking, there's some folks, furry folks down there in the Duck Flats. Anything else worth mentioning?
Not right now. We've got a full schedule and trying to make it work.
All right.